fall, sure fall. Can't seem to care at all for nothing.
You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment.
I'm always on the old black list or something.
Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man.
I'm trying to live my life, and it just makes me so wild and mean.
Hola, hola muchachos, my friends. It's April 10th, and we got a big show here. Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball, and I got my full team this Friday. It's my Good Friday. How's that sound? This is my Good Friday because I got my all-star cast here. I got Armand, I got Tony, I got Chris. Let's make it happen, guys.
You're not going to crucify somebody, are you?
No, not yet. Not yet. Don't fucking open your mouth, and I won't. Hey, guys, it's great to have you on again.
Yeah,
I tell you, me and Chris, we held the fort pretty good.
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 Yeah, that's
well done, Lakin.
We were talking about that
everybody.
Good Friday, though.
What's that?
You guys,
well, nothing
though.
Good happened on Good Friday. Isn't that
what
you
the biblical Good Friday?
Well, yeah, the literal.
But this is the Ocho-maniac Good Friday.
That's the washing of the feet, right?
No, that's Maundy Thursday.
That's Thursday night.
That's Thursday.
You do that on Thursday night.
Palm Sunday is when Jesus came in on an ass with the palms.
Don't say ass.
Mm, it was really. An ass.
Well, it was a jack.
It was a
mule.
Like Balaam's mule. Ass. Remember Balaam's ass talk?
On the
they called it an ass on
yeah,
in the
ass.
Bible too.
Did you used to snicker in school when you would be able to read that passage? Because that's the only time, like as a 7-year-old, you'd be able to say ass.
I snickered when they said Palm Sunday because I thought it was
oh,
you know what I mean. That was tasteless.
That's tasteless.
That's sick humor of a 12-year-old
yeah.
just
yeah.
exploring himself.
It just got worse and worse as you got older. At the Ocho Man version of the Good Friday here, we actually instead of
what'd you guys do.
Instead of like the standard washing your feet with the oils, we use like rum and lube.
Very good.
That was cleansing. Yeah, that was an ablution.
We did clean up there.
I don't know. Maybe that's why he's coughing. He seems to have a little lobular pneumonia here.
Man, I can't stop fucking coughing. I got to go to the doctor. They're going to do chest x-ray and stuff. I'm scared. They're going to. You know what I've been thinking about? That chick that sang, what the hell did she sing? She's got emphysema. She was a. She's a pop star, and you know,
and she has emphysema.
Yeah,
I don't know though. Speaking of smoking, this completely. But have you guys seen that?
But I don't smoke though. Go ahead.
No, I know. Have you seen the commercial that has the woman on there, and she's in the eye doctor's office, and like they have her eye like pried open, and they're sticking a needle in it.
Yes,
and
I see.
That's a commercial.
Like, yeah, like but the whole like the thing behind the commercials that smoking, you know, relates to eye disease and macular degeneration, but they're like stabbing her in the middle of the
oh
of her
god
eyes.
And they're so showing this
graphic depiction.
Yeah, but they'll take my Rob Lowe commercials yeah. out though, right?
What's that's matter
some,
with them?
Oh no, Comcast or somebody got panties in a bunch about Lowe and not about Lowe particularly, but about what they were claiming on the commercials.
They said like superior. It shows one guy being superior
yes.
over another.
Yeah.
Well, which is bullshit because everyone that sees those commercials, they could identify as that guy.
Yeah.
That other guy is a complete
well,
douchebag.
They are wearing a little thin though. The first couple were pretty good, but now they're.
I
speaking
know.
Of Good Friday, did you watch Ten Commandments on Easter?
I did, and I got to see
great?
My part.
Boy, I was up late watching that. I almost fell asleep.
Just to wait for that.
Waiting right. for Edward G. Robinson doing his little shimmy.
Yeah.
And oh,
did you,
that's
did
great.
You hear him? Did
oh,
you hear
he's
him
great.
Say it?
Yeah. You take too much on yourself, Moses, see? Yeah. Oh, he was great. God, that's hilarious. It was worth waiting for.
How do you think he got cast for that part?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, out of all the people, let's get the guy from
Jewish.
The 30s gangster
he
films.
He is Jewish.
I get that, but that's not what I equate with.
Edward G. Robinson is not.
It's not what I equate with.
You know, right. An Egyptian collaborator.
Right, an Egyptian collaborator trying to keep the Israelites from moving on.
He was really great, some great lustful, you know, Deborah Padgett and... Vincent Price was, I don't know, he may have been a little miscast, too. He's a St. Louis boy.
Yeah,
you know what? I stayed. It's like several hours south of St. Louis is like this. Like you're able to go stay on this. Like they have some log cabins and a lake and a farm. And it's actually owned, I believe it's his sister.
Vincent Price's
sister. And so you can actually stay in the house that he always stayed in when he was there. It was like their family. And they have like... stuffed cats, like real live, like
there's my answer.
Taxidermy cats around. I mean, dude, it was a creepy place.
It was really beautiful land, though. He was officially not what are they called? The warlord or the there's witches,
a warlock, a Wiccan.
He really practiced that.
Really,
that was one.
You
of
know,
his
he was an art expert. Guy really knew. He was an art collector and an expert.
All right, it's over with that.
What was that?
He's given them.
Where's your Messiah now?
Well, you know, he and Edward G. Robinson and Charlton Heston got to be very good friends, you know, when they did Ten Commandments.
Well, so, they both loved the NRA?
Well, when out of my cold, dead hand. So,
that was pretty good.
Thank you. So, anyway, but that, you know, they did that fight. Did you see Soylent Green, which they made 17 years later?
Yes.
And that final scene where Edward G. Robinson died, it's very touching because, you know, he commits suicide.
No, I didn't know he
died. Oh, watch the scene because 2 weeks later, he died of cancer. Everybody knew he was dying.
Oh,
and Charlton Heston, they were very good friends, and Charlton Heston knew this was the last scene in the movie and the last scene they'd ever do with Edward G., and they're crying, and it's great.
It was real, then.
They knew it. Yeah, they knew that Edward G. was terminal and really touching.
That's beautiful.
Soylent Green.
In sports yesterday,
something
Jordan...
touching and...
Nah, I'm just talking
poignant.
About sports. I gotta mention the sports, and then we'll go
segue
with all
to something poignant and heart wrenching.
Well, felt like an abrupt left turn.
Point
there.
On this, you prick, you.
Like Pete Rose.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a Pete Rose thing going around here. Tony caught me in the hallway. He said, "Hey, Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame."
I heard. I saw the guy. I was watching CNBC. Wait a minute. I saw the guy, the new commissioner. What's his name?
Manfred.
Okay, this idiot was talking. They were talking to him about Pete Rose. And the guy asked him, what is more of a transgression, gambling or steroids? And this guy said, well, gambling. I don't believe that.
Gambling.
Steroids is outright cheating.
Right.
Gambling isn't cheating.
Well, this is what I got. This is what I asked Tony a couple days ago. These fantasy guys that are in the sports, professional sports player, they should not be allowed to play anything fantasy. Fantasy, you're basically betting on one player to score a lot of points.
Okay.
Okay? So let's say if I asked you, hey, you know what? I got this thing going here, this professional fantasy thing going. I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you lighten up on the shots?
You talking about the players? Or
absolutely.
Players.
Let me give you this instance.
Go ahead.
You're a pitcher, and you're playing in a big fantasy sports league. Okay. And you're winning the game comfortably and everything. You're not putting the game into disrepute. But a guy that's on your team comes up to bat. You've got nobody out. You're winning 5-0. Two outs. Maybe it's the seventh inning. You groove him one?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's asking you.
Why would you
groove him one?
Well, I'm just saying, man, you can fix a lot with the fantasy sports. I mean, I know where you're going, but they make so much money.
I mean, to that...
Yeah, then don't get involved in the
fantasy. There's no need to get involved. I mean, this goes back.
Who's involved? The pitcher's involved?
CC Sabathia was on fantasy, dual fantasy or whatever the fuck it's called. And he's like, I'm going to be playing in this $150,000 contest. You should not be playing in no fantasy sports on Major League Baseball.
Oh, these guys participate actively in fantasy.
Yeah,
I think it invites a conflict of interest.
Yeah, it really does. So if you're going to bust Pete Rose's ass on why didn't he bet this game or he bet that game, well, I think this is much more a vile to the game. Mm. I mean, it really hurts the game when one guy says, "Hey, you know what? I kind of went with him, and I know a lot of guys are picking you. About 60% of the league is picking you tonight to maybe go over.
Well,
you know
that's part of
over the fence.
Part of baseball lore that
not only that though, it's NBA and so forth
too.
I would think
any sport that has it. But Grover Cleveland Alexander was pitching to Rogers Hornsby, and Hornsby was on the cut apparently before he really got his mojo, and he wasn't a very good batter, and I guess Grover Cleveland grooved one for him because he was kind of on the cusp of being sent down or cut from the team, and apparently Grover Cleveland threw him a fat one, and it's depicted in the movie, actually. Supposedly.
Yeah, you remember,
started his career.
You remember Favre got that bullshit sack? He let Michael Strahan tackle him to break the record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know how disappointed his Green Bay Packer offensive line was?
Yeah.
Like, we kept this fucker out all game just to preserve that. and you just make it a fucking joke out of it.
It's not real. It's just if you are not in the true spirit of the game, it's just not real. Whoa. So Strahan's – I don't look at Strahan as the sack leader. I look at Strahan as tied for the sack lead season.
I agree. Yesterday in the Masters, I'll tell you one guy that didn't hold back, and that's Jordan Spieth.
I love this kid.
I'll tell you what, man. He shot a minus eight.
I love this kid.
Minus eight, first round, wow. Minus eight. He was – I think he was one shot away from tying the record at Masters.
Wow. I believe 62. That's pretty close.
And that's a 62?
No, and 62 is the record.
62 is the record. Okay.
He shot a 63.
How many strokes ahead is he now?
Well, he's minus eight. I'm thinking he's like four or three ahead.
There's low scores because the projected cut line earlier this morning was plus two.
Oh. Now, do you think this kid can hold it?
No, I don't necessarily think the guy can hold. But what I look for in these younger guys
is they got nothing to lose, right?
Is they play with a certain – yeah, you're right, Och. They have nothing to lose. It's a certain amount of abandon that they play with out there.
Reckless abandon.
Because what does it matter? They're already getting a nice fat paycheck.
And, they're getting the TV cameras on them.
And their brand is growing.
How young is this guy? How old is he?
Well, he's only 21, 22.
Is that how old Tiger was when he won?
Yeah, he was in that age group. So why not go out there and grip it and rip it and hope for the best? Here's why the kid impresses me. He's very consistent. And usually
he made it look too easy, which is very scary.
Yeah, he does. Well, that's the consistency.
You know you know what they're going to do with that field and the greens now. Kid, you're not going to walk away with another minus eight today.
No. And I truly, in the Masters, look, it gets tougher. Because of a lot of reasons. Weather can change. The pin locations
can
minus
eight will change it. I guarantee you, Masters do not want.
Is that the one with, what is it, Amen Corner?
Yeah.
What is that, 13, 14, and 15?
I think it's either 11, 12, 13, or 12, 13, 14.
Okay. Look that one up, Wayne.
So I really believe, though, Och, that tournament, it doesn't start until the back nine on Sunday.
11 to 13.
What they say on that broadcast is really true. That tournament begins when the first leaderboard pairing gets
when the
to
cuts
hole
are
number
made.
10.
When the cuts
no,
are
no,
made.
Back nine on Sunday.
Sunday. That's when it
so
starts.
So when they get to hole 10 on Sunday, when the first leaderboard real contender gets there, that's when the tournament starts.
Well, here's another thing, too. I think when you got these 40-to-1 horses that I think they are, you know, when they're taking the lead and so forth, all the attention is on the Tigers and the Rory still. And you know, and these guys are just going through the radar. They're flying low. Right. Nothing's pressure.
Nothing's expected of them.
Now, when they're talking about you last night on ESPN, all the way till this morning, now, buddy, you're now in the same boat with the Tiger Woods.
Let's see if he rattles.
Yeah,
I heard a story once, and I don't know the golfer's name, who said the real pressure got to him when he was making an approach shot. And he could hear the TV broadcast crew talking about him.
That's amazing. I mean, that's kind of playing your head. I mean, golf is all about your mental state, you know?
Of course. It's a discipline. Before it's a sport, that is a discipline.
Speaking of the Masters, that's actually the toughest ticket to get in sports.
Is it really?
Yes, that is the hardest ticket.
It's also the easiest ticket to lose.
They're all apparently grandfathered in. They give it to their families where you can't get a ticket to the Masters.
Armand, go bring a cell phone on that course and see what happens to you.
What happens?
You're out.
Yeah,
you're out.
Oh, you know,
I had
a friend of mine. Speaking of cell phones, I had a friend of mine said that Phil Mickelson's kind of a jerk about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how many times are these guys going to take a swing and?
Yeah.
No, the guy wasn't even swinging though. Apparently, and this was up in Chicago, and he didn't like Phil Mickelson or his caddy, and he wasn't calling or making any noise. He wasn't even shooting. He wasn't even.
Did it go off?
No. He just had it out.
No. See, no, can't.
Well, I don't know. This is Chicago. I don't know about the Masters.
At the Masters, you're told don't come in with this, and if they catch you with it, you're out. And if your tickets came from somebody, they're out.
Yeah. Is this the rule from ages?
I think that, you know, I think part of me
cell
thinks.
Cell phone history.
It can't be from ages because 1950s didn't have it.
I don't think Bobby Jones had to worry about it.
I just think that club enjoys kicking people out.
But
well, they should kick out Condoleezza Rice.
I mean, they enjoy being exclusive.
Bitch.
What's the matter with her?
She should never be in this group here.
What group?
Why is that? You mean Augusta National as a club member?
Yes.
Oh,
why?
Is she? I didn't know she was.
Why? Yeah. Why is she?
I thought they didn't let women in.
Now they did. She was the first one they let in.
Oh.
Why did they let
Odd
her in?
Choice.
What did she do to get in? Start an Iraq war that Look, she made up bullshit after bullshit
for
about
For some
it?
Reason, Condoleezza has a, I think, a misguided perception out there about her that she's a great sports fan. She might be.
She's a good pianist.
But to put her on, she's on the bowl committee for the NCAA.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, great. I'm a great sports fan. Can I be on the committee?
Yeah, but you know, you have to understand they have the token black and the token woman at the same time, so you can get both of those out of the way.
That makes it worse, though.
I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm saying that's probably part of the rationale. Yeah.
What, that they're going to kill two
right,
birds.
Exactly. Why have a woman and a black person when you can have both at the same time?
Yeah, that's BS.
Great, huh?
Well, that's society is BS, and so is global warming.
Why do you keep bringing up global warming, prick? I mean,
because
honestly,
you two schmucks believe in it.
It's so bullshit what you're saying.
No, it's true.
Check it out. It's all melting away
what
up
is
there.
It's been melting since 1850.
If you want to argue.
Fine. I'm not arguing.
There's no
physical basis for it.
You're arguing with guys that don't know
other than data.
Shit.
Right.
We
I'm arguing with two guys
someone.
That know
other
nothing
than
about
data.
Physics. That's right.
Well, everyone's saying it, so you know.
Who's saying it? Nobody.
If you want to debate the cause, go ahead.
There's been no global warming the last 18 years. That's what NASA's saying. How do you explain that to me?
Okay, so we'll just say keep fucking up the earth by...
No, I didn't say pollute the earth. I didn't say...
why not? Everything's going to stay the same.
I said carbon dioxide is not a pollutant, and it's not causing global warming. Now, if you're talking about pollution and sulfur dioxide, nitrous oxides in the atmosphere, that's not a good thing.
And what is up with this real right-wing group?
Uh-oh, here we go again.
With the snake. What the hell are they called? They got the snake as their flag.
Oh, don't tread on me.
Yeah, don't tread on me. Now, these guys are actually telling truck drivers, or guys that drive pickup trucks, to blow smoke out of their car just to make a statement that there's no global warming.
Good for them. There is none.
What the fuck?
Actually, carbon dioxide is good for the atmosphere.
Really?
Yes. You ever heard of plants? That's what they eat.
Oh, my God.
You eat donuts. Plants eat carbon dioxide.
Man-made shit like that, chemical stuff like that is good for.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean man-made chemical? You breathe that out.
We make that.
Your infected lungs are bringing out carbon dioxide. Well, your infected lungs are bringing out.
Oh, you're wrong. Carbon dioxide is
I'm talking about the smoke out of a fucking truck.
That's diesel fuel, but it's still carbon dioxide. Now, there are other additives in it that are not necessarily good for the atmosphere. I'll grant you that. But it does not. What was that? Go ahead, repeat that, please.
No, it was. It's past, as Ocho Man would say.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I missed it.
I think you're not arguing. There is evidence that it's gotten warmer. You're arguing causality.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with what man – there's a difference. Anthropogenic global warming is a big difference. We're coming out of an ice age.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only 10,000 years ago.
Yes. Right.
Which is a blink of an eye.
You know what
In geologic terms, yes.
I think I'm
Ocho Man.
Study up on that one.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, you can't debate with me.
I got some physics papers if you want to read them.
I mean, next time I see it on TV, when you have these scientists saying it's happening in front of your eyes, and
these scientists make a living off this. Okay, if you want to give me $1 million grant from the federal government, I'll say global warming is definitely due to the to man's emissions.
I think it's due to cows. I think
yes,
those
right,
cow
that
farts.
Too. Cow, yeah, methane.
I think those cow
horrible.
Farts are just clogging the whole thing up.
That's methane.
Same with the cows.
Yeah, what do you got?
Fucking USA cows kill 22 people.
What?
They kill 22 people on the average a year.
Whoa!
75
wow. In a stampede.
75% of it is they deliberately attack the people. I'm not bullshitting.
Could happen.
25.
And you want to go to Pamplona and run with the bulls? You're nuts.
Because those are bulls. Those aren't cows.
Well, it's a male cow.
They're bred.
No, there's no
to
such
attack.
Thing as a male cow. There's a male bovine and a female bovine, but there's not a male
cow. Is a cow by definition a female?
Just like a bitch by definition is a female
dog.
Right.
What's a steer then? Is that a castrated bull?
A steer would be male, and I'm not sure if it's castrated.
It's castrated, man. That's like a gelding.
So Ocho
like
would
a
be
gelding.
A steer. No, you wouldn't, because we've seen a picture of your manhood. Look like an anthill, I hear.
I gotta
go there.
How do the cows? How is
75% of them? I actually.
Here's one for you, Ocho Man. What is the most dangerous sport? What?
Castrated becomes a steer.
Okay,
it's castrated.
Right. Castrated bull. Do you know what the most dangerous sport is, though, as far as deaths?
Highlight.
I would say what is that? Bullfighting.
Golf.
I was going to say golf. I read that
golf
somewhere.
Golf is the most dangerous.
Yeah, people
sport?
Go out there while there's a storm and they get hit by lightning and they
struck
get killed
by lightning.
They still go out there and golf. Well, there
didn't you see Caddyshack?
Just like the bishop in Caddyshack. Yeah.
Which was, speaking of the Ten Commandments, that was Henry Wilcoxon. Remember?
Well,
Pharaoh's right-hand man.
No kidding.
Same guy, Henry Wilcoxon. Yeah.
Oh, that bishop had some good jokes.
Yeah, he's great.
Okay, so again, the cows. How are they killing the people?
Well, you know
they're
what?
Attacking them, apparently. Trampling them?
22 people on the year are averaged to be killed by cows. 75% of them are deliberately attacked by cows. Now, 25%, I don't know how they died. They probably died trying to mount the fucking thing.
I have a theory about
over.
This.
Isn't that where they tip
it's
cows?
It's the tipping. I have all, if your rule.
Come on, it's not all.
No,
tipping.
if your rule.
Have you ever done that?
If you
no, I always.
Because you should not.
Well, okay, we're not.
Now, is this a moral issue?
No,
or is this
no,
a,
it's a safety issue.
Don't tip cows.
Tony's still scarred by this.
If you ever hear a bunch of city dumbasses say, let's go tip cows, let them go on their merry way. Because chances are they're going to be in Ocho Man statistic.
A public service announcement from
Ocho. Okay, you get a free public announcement here.
Dangerous as hell. Don't even get in a pasture with a cow.
Well, how about a sheep?
Well, what you calling that one?
That's different circumstances.
That's dangerous, too.
So I'm glad you.
Well, you know how they started AIDS,
cow.
Though. Apparently, they started AIDs because these, you know, people in Africa were screwing monkeys.
Yeah, I heard the monkeys.
How did they get the monkey?
Good-looking orangutans, though. Would you screw an orangutan?
I think I already did.
Or
once.
A chimp.
Hold on, so you guys got to hear this. I was on the airplane flying home the other day
with a chimp.
No,
with a orangutan.
No, it involves a.
Was he brachiating from the wing?
He was not on the plane. The girl behind us.
I hate those orangutans with the orange asses too. You know.
This is on German Wings Airlines.
Yeah. I'm sure you
our sponsor
heard
for today.
Let's
the
go.
Guy,
let's
yes.
The girl behind us is in this in-depth discussion about her friend who was studying in, I believe, Africa.
Yeah.
Okay, was writing like for his his PhD
thesis,
or something on chimpanzees, and they planned, like the alpha males planned over a period of a month an attack on this guy. The guy who was studying them slowly removed parts to break through the fence over the span of a month. The guy's from St. Louis. He was studying at Wash U. Okay, this was all over the news. So
everything's from Wash U.
So when I heard her,
I'm from Wash U.
So when I heard her saying this, I remembered hearing about it. It was on CNN. It was on everywhere. So these things over a month. Plan this whole attack, drug this guy, like open the fence, drug this guy into the jungle, ripped his nose off, scalped him.
And the leader's name was Caesar.
Yeah, exactly. Scalped him and destroyed aspects of all of his limbs and every part of his body. The guy's undergone 17 reconstructive surgeries at Wash U.
How about the lady that had the...
And still not able to walk.
Remember the lady had the chimp as a pet? And her neighbor came over and ripped her face off?
Almost exactly the same.
That's a savage animal.
Yeah, he was in the jungle. I heard her say...
But those bastards planned this?
Yeah, they planned
it. They have an IQ of about 40 or 50.
He was in the jungle.
Oh, we're talking about this one here.
Yeah, but the chimp, the typical chimp, has an IQ of about 40,
which
makes it about a moron.
And when they drug this
but
guy
you get a bunch of morons together.
Yeah.
They're fierce.
That's well, they a drug fierce the, moron.
Yeah, well, they let's drug this guy into the jungle for 14 hours before they found him.
Oh, my
You're kidding, man. I wish I would have died going through all that, man. 14 hours of hell.
Wow, imagine being scalped and
did they emasculate him as well?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. That thing's
dangling
there,
right? Apes tend to do that.
That's a horrible beast.
I got a story for you on wildlife.
Well, you're going to tell us not to fuck with the chimps now?
I never would have known that an orangutan could plan an attack.
That was a chimp.
That was a chimp.
Chimps are a little smarter than orangutans, I think. Orangutans a little stupid.
Orangutans, you know what? I've seen them abused on... they had a 2020 long time ago on that, and It's amazing how man abuses these guys just to make them actor.
I like the baboons, the ones with pink asses.
Oh,
those are cute
disgusting.
Animals.
That's the one I was talking about with those pink orange asses.
Yeah, they're all ripe
what
and
are
everything.
They in
how
heat?
About
in heat.
The mandrel? The face on that mandrel's got blue and orange. And
I don't see.
Is this that is the actual guy
that's
I'll upload it on the Ocho Man
but that's
website.
That's him prior to.
Yes. No, but this is actually
his ordeal.
This is actually in the spot like where it happened. So
that's
where they tried to break down the
fence. He looks very comfortable.
Yeah, he looks. He's looking with affection upon
him.
He's
eyeballing
like.
The guy.
He's
fucking eyeballing.
He's dog facing that guy.
He's thinking your nutsack
that's
is in
a
my
devious
mouth,
chimp.
Motherfucker. Yep.
Do they have like superhuman power?
Chimps are about four times strong. The strength of a regular human being in terms of muscularity.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
What was the story, Tone? I didn't hear the story.
Oh, yeah. So the pandas, you know, in pandas, they have a hard time getting them to breed.
Yeah, very difficult.
They have Ocho Man. They have shown male pandas what they call panda porn to try to get them excited. It's not worked.
Yeah, they try pheromones and all kinds.
They've
of things.
Tried a whole bunch of things.
Well, they don't get.
They just don't get it.
They're not very amorous.
It's a rather indolent creature, anyway.
Oh, they're just not very amorous.
Yeah.
However, they've apparently found the stud panda this past week.
Wow.
He did an 18-minute session with. One of the female pandas at the zoo after two other pandas had.
Is that how long it takes to.
No, apparently the average panda copulation session is something under like 30 seconds.
Yeah, right. That's how. Yeah.
And
that's,
they
I
took.
So.
And I'm. You think I'm making this up? Go look this up. They took pictures of this and.
Yeah.
It looks like Cinemax at night. It looks. It's. At one point, the female straddling the male. At another point, she's on all fours, like on a table.
Multiple positions.
He went for 18 minutes.
But I thought humans were the only animals that make love face
to face. I thought that, too.
Reverse bear girl.
I thought that we were the only primate or mammal that went into different positions.
Yeah.
I thought everybody else was pretty universal.
I thought they always did it. Yeah, doggy. Doggy.
What,
hey, but you got a story.
One animal?
But you had a story better than that. That gal with the 900 partners.
Yeah. Her name's Sparks. It's an old story. I just looked it up, but. Some chick, man, 919 dudes she banged. Her name's last name Sparks.
Did
and
it tell how long?
In 24 hours.
Oh, that's you have to do it within 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, do they all shoot a load or what?
I guess that had. Yeah, you have to consummate to call it an act.
Yeah, I don't think you can just do it.
Hey, listen, the people at Guinness,
They're very thorough.
They're
very demanding.
How could you confirm though that it wasn't just a wick dip and
I don't know,
not a full.
We were talking about that Messalina. Remember the Empress Claudius was. Wife.
That's I Claudius from I Claudius.
Yeah, had a contest with the she went to the whorehouse and supposedly this woman had the reputation of being the I don't know the best worst most
even amongst most the whores she had
whore.
A reputation.
Yeah, she was
that's
the
saying
whore,
something.
And Messalina took her on. You know, they to decide who could have the most men in one evening.
Well, were they slaves or what?
Anybody who wanted to jump in. Apparently.
What did Claudius say?
We're in the wrong
Claudius was kind of retarded, so he really didn't know. Yeah, Claudius had about a...
Wow. He was mentally...
He was messed up. He was a mental defective, and he had a bad limp.
Yeah.
They only made him emperor because they thought he was... You know, they were sick of Caligula, and they wanted somebody stupid, the Praetorian Guard.
So the Senate could
be
more
they thought
he was
harmless.
You ever watch those specials on Caligula?
I like Caligula.
Can I get finish up my sports, and then you guys could...
Talk about Caligula. Caligula's fun.
He was sporty.
He's a good emperor. You know what Caligula means?
No.
Little boots.
Where did he get that from?
Well, his father was Germanicus, who was a general in the Roman army, and he was fighting the Germans, the Alemanni, the tribe, and he always had his little boots, just like his dad, so they call him Little Boots, and that's in Latin, Caligula.
Kind of like an Indian name, American native name.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, Germanicus is where we get German from, and the tribe...
Yeah,
you said the tribe
Alemanni
is where the Spanish Alemania comes from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go, Ocho Man. Your lesson in history.
And Caligula put a horse in the Senate, and he did that.
Stephen Curry, the Warriors defeated the Trailblazers.
Well,
Curry puts up 45 points. 45 points, and now the big discussion is the MVP here between.
Yeah, I made a bet this weekend with somebody that Golden State was not. I have every like our bet with Kentucky, which you lost by the way.
I didn't think Kentucky could lose to anybody.
Yes. We didn't make a bet on that. Chris, did we have a bet? Somebody was going to email us the bet.
Yeah.
No, there's no bet.
Yeah, we'll yeah there's that, a bet. Yeah. There was this no, is a retroactive
there,
bet.
There was no wager on that.
Well, somebody was supposed to email what the bet was supposed to be.
Well, they lost.
We'll have to get
whatever.
Into that next show.
Yeah, well, anyway, yeah. I bet this guy that he bet the Golden State would win, and I have all the other teams.
Really?
You're yeah. in good shape.
You think
yeah,
so?
I think so. Yeah.
But
so,
they're fun, man. They're fun to watch. This player is... Well, this guy's a treat.
Yeah, so who do you guys think here? Who do you think the players are going to give it to? They got LeBron, Harding, or Curry.
The players now, vote on it?
The players are voting on
that's
this
a good,
time.
That's a good policy.
That's a great threesome.
Why, though? Because no one likes Harding. I don't
no,
think
he's
get,
not
the guy's going to get
no
a
one likes
shake.
So it's more popularity, you think, enters into
so.
It.
I think so. They're not. They don't like LeBron because he's already had the ring, so he's not going to get it.
I think it's Curry.
They're going well, to the so. Curry. They're gonna
nobody
give
else votes? Just the players?
This year they're going with the players. So it is something
new. Remember when you used to vote at the All-Star game, remember? That was fun.
That was bullshit.
I know, it's stupid, but...
I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan, and I got to go to St. Louis, and all you see are these kids out just popping those little
holes. Yeah, remember you had to pop the little... that was fun.
That was really fun.
I loved
yeah.
it.
You just don't like it because it contributes to global warming.
Ozzie Smith had nothing to do
with
Dave.
There's
a lot of hanging chat.
And those Reds ballots, apparently.
And anyway, that's interesting. And our St. Louis Blues.
Well, so what
Blues,
did you say? You say it's that Curry's guy. Curry guy's going to win.
I think Curry's going to win
okay.
this one. The MVP of
okay,
the league.
That sounds like a good bet.
I mean, Armand, this guy can. He's a devastating
he
shooter
from?
Of like pistol peak caliber.
Well, if they don't have him, they're not where they're at. So
where did he play in college? I never heard of the guy.
Where did he play in college?
Or did he?
Fuck, I don't care. I don't care. We're moving on what? Here. I don't give a shit. We talked about your Khalidius.
Want to talk about Khalil?
Let's talk about that clit some more, huh? Our St. Louis Blues.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Which one?
Caligula.
That
Matt,
one was
Malcolm McDowell.
The penthouse one, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Bob Guccione did it.
It was like a stone picture, a stone
yeah,
face
remember, and it was
blood.
Cry. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, John
yeah.
Gielgud was in that, Peter. Yeah. I mean, he had like an all-star
oh,
cast. You said Helen
cast.
Mirren was
Helen
in there?
Helen Mirren.
Ron Jeremy wasn't in there, was he?
I
should have been.
He should have
probably
been.
Not.
Ron Jeremy should
I
always.
Like Ron. I liked Harry Reams.
You liked that David West you told me about.
No, Randy West.
Randy West.
I saw him.
You told me
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw him
you
in the valley. Yeah. Hey, Randy, got a baby.
And then you said, and then he said like, I still got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Wait, wait.
Keep
you
it
saw,
up or
it was in a convertible
yeah,
or something.
You saw a porn star in the
Randy
valley.
West.
Yeah, shocking.
He told me about
imagine
that.
Imagine running into a porn Randy star West. In San Fernando Valley.
Nice guy. Very nice guy.
I mean, that's never.
So misunderstood. I guess he's still around. He's still right. around.
Who's yeah, misunderstanding
yeah.
him?
Well, a couple of them are. Harry Reams is dead, I believe. So's you know, obviously, what's his name? The big guy, the big one, Holmes, John Holmes.
Well, John is
he died of
dearly
AIDS.
Departed.
AIDS,
yeah,
yeah. That was a great loss to civilization.
Okay, you guys done now? Our St. Louis Blues, they won the Western Division.
Chris wants to chime in.
The Western Division.
Central.
The
Central,
division
I'm sorry.
In,
Central,
the West,
yeah.
in the Western Conference.
In the Western
Division. We just
division.
Had this discussion prior to the show, and you've already forgotten. Chris went to great lengths to explain to you
the
playoff system.
No, he said about the bye. That's what he was explaining.
They have a bye?
No, they don't have a bye.
There's no bye.
They have the first round bye.
No.
There's no first
round.
Not
in hockey.
First round.
Even I know that.
Home ice advantage.
Right.
Home ice. That's yeah. what I meant. Fuck. Sorry, fellas. Yeah. Yeah, that's
You've
that's
got
what
the Cowboys on
yeah,
the line
I got the
again.
Cowboys yeah. still on.
There ain't no wild card.
So they have.
There should be a bye, I think.
The guaranteed home yeah. ice advantage in the first round.
Would you like to explain
fighting.
That in
yeah.
detail?
Yeah. No, as
no not in detail. Don't go
everyone knows they're still fighting with Anaheim. For home,
that was
home
quite
ice
a monograph he gave us on
for
the
whole playoffs.
Yeah. There you go. But okay. they cannot win the President's
they
Trophy.
Cannot win
no,
the
Rangers
trophy.
Won.
It's
that.
Already been handed out to
that's
the
a shame.
Rangers, who is going to be a really tough team. To
that vaunted
really
President's
the Rangers
Trophy.
Are that good?
Those guys are good. Those guys have a lot of talent.
The Blues have won the President's Cup.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
A couple times.
Early
yeah.
in the season, though, the Islanders ruled New York.
Yeah,
I don't know
Islanders
what happened to the
good.
Islanders.
Well, the Islanders are still hanging around.
But they were, when I was, a couple months ago, it was the Islanders were reigning over the Rangers. Now the Rangers have taken over, huh?
Yeah, the Rangers are
I don't want
to
be reigning
you know what?
Over everyone.
This is the thing about me, though. If I lose money on a team, I don't even pursue them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, the teams that I look at right now that are on the Ocho Man spotlight on the betting is Dallas. I love playing Dallas. I love playing I got to tell you, Minnesota.
Who's
I know you've been
right
riding
who's
them
the
for
hottest,
a while.
Who's the hottest NHL team in the league? Right
so Minnesota
yeah,
comes through. I was betting the Predators.
So the Kings are out though. The
yeah,
LA Kings are. Has that ever happened before? I wonder. Win the cup and not
I don't
even make
think
the playoffs?
That's happened, man. Yeah, I really don't.
Boy, the NHL. That's That's got to be uncommon.
That's got to be the first time that's ever happened. A team winning the Stanley Cup 1 year and then the following year not even getting to the playoff. That's crazy. And, hey, how about my Reds?
I knew this was coming.
My Cincinnati Redleggers. I tell you what, they're back. They're back. They're 3-0 right now. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates, and now they're going to be playing the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, really? Is that in town here, or is that in Cincinnati?
That's in Cincinnati.
Okay, can you get us some tickets? You're the guy with all the juice.
Yeah, no, you just walk up to the box office in Cincinnati.
Yeah, the Ocho Man, and
box seats. You don't even need to do that. You just walk up and say, I'd like to sit behind the dugout, and they'll hand you some seats.
Stand in the batter's box.
Yeah. They'll. Do you want
the dugout?
Yeah, right. Ocho Bat Boy.
Whatever.
I mean, they still can't sell tickets.
Yeah, fondle the ball girls myself.
They're doing just fine in Cincinnati. Hey, how about some of the stories I gave to you there, Chris? How about firing some of the...
You know
those
what?
Off our way. You know what? You
know
lost
what
them?
Time for? No.
No, what?
Time for our break.
Oh, we're already? Yeah. We're at that time.
Good point. Yes.
So before we get into all that, remember to listen to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, OchoMan.com, and we will be right back.
Well, my baby, she don't want
for all of our listeners looking for great new designs in MMA apparel, look to the new clothing styles of Lambs to Lions. That's right, Lambs to Lions has got new styles with old and new put together, boxing, MMA, everything. Go to lambstolionsbrand.com and check out their line of clothing.
And we are back here on the Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball.
Hey, I'm back too.
Good to have you back.
Hey, you know, I was kind of contemplating on my 2-week hiatus.
Yeah, you were gone 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think I want to. How come you get credit and I don't? You're the Ocho Man. I don't get any credit. I don't, you know, my pay scale is woofully inadequate.
You want to be the
I've been talking to my agent.
Why don't you get a fucking union there?
Yeah, I think I will.
Hardcore Republican. You don't believe
I don't know if
in
I want
unions.
To put my career in your hands.
It's all in my hands.
You can
it's
be
all,
the
this is
man.
What you wanted. This
I
is,
joined
this
the Church of Scientology and.
Oh, did you see that special on HBO?
Oh,
going
rather
clear.
Scathing, wasn't it?
Woo!
Yes.
It can be the
a good friend of mine's very into that stuff.
Really?
Wow. Oh, he's
into
a fanatic.
Scientology? Oh. Really?
You know, they
has he ever tried to convert you?
Yes, he's proselytized.
Really?
Yes. I said I'd consider it.
Let's hear it. What
well, you know, they actually. Now, this guy makes a lot of money.
Please don't do that.
And he. He makes them. They want 10% of everything he makes, and you know why? To fight psychiatry, because they have this hard on against. Yeah, they despise psychiatry, and they want all their members to
thank
give
God
10
it's
a
not
tithe.
Podi- thank
to,
God
to,
they don't hate podiatry. That would
know,
be
don't
awkward.
Worry. That's
we
next.
Got our own enemy.
That would be awkward.
We have the orthopedic surgeons up our ass. So,
so I would have thought that they hate religious figures. I mean, such as Christians and.
No,
Jews
I don't think L. Ron Hubbard had a. Yeah, he was. No. That's not his. That was not his nemesis. But psychiatry, they find.
Yeah, that was L. Ron Hubbard. When he wrote Dianetics, which was, oh man, back in the early 50s, you know, he.
Do you know what the L stands for, by the way?
L?
I think our audience would like to know.
Go ahead.
Lafayette.
Lafayette. What's that Lafayette for?
Well,
that's
he was a
name.
Famous French.
L. Ron Hubbard stands for Lafayette.
Why is that?
Well,
no, it's just his name. His middle name's Lafayette.
Oh, sure. I thought that was like their symbol. They had symbol on after Scientology.
That's
they
the guy who started
symbol.
Scientology.
Lafayette, we're here.
Kind of like Laverne and Shirley. She's got the L on her sweater, you know. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah, wasn't her favorite drink, what was it,
Coca-Cola?
Pepsi and milk.
Yeah. Pepsi and milk.
So that's a good trivia question.
We digress.
Yes, sorry.
When he was casting about.
And Caligula screwed his sister.
When he was casting about L. Ron Hubbard. And looking for something to do after World War II because he made up.
Right.
He made up his entire service.
He was a
pretty
bright guy. Yeah.
No, he wasn't dumb. But he goes, the only really way to make a lot of money is to, you know, either you got to be a corporation or you got to be a religion. So he founded a religion.
Yeah. He is a bright guy.
That's bullshit.
Did you ever see that movie, Battlefield Earth?
Yeah. That was a good one.
I think that might still have the record for most Razzies. I'm not sure.
Really?
What do you mean a good one? That was a good one?
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the
John
one-
Travolta?
Yeah, I like that one, man. That was a damn good one to me.
Okay,
I
rest
that.
My case.
You've heard he's already spoken out in defense of the HBO documentary.
Who? Yeah.
Travolta.
Oh, Travolta.
Because, you know, he can kill the producer with his brain if you really wanted to.
Well, the other one is
Psy Energy.
Tom Cruise is the other.
Oh, he's a nut job.
Yeah, he's... Well, I tell you what, though, man, I still
he's supposed
pay
to be a
to
nice
watch
guy, though. I've nobody in Hollywood doesn't like him. He's a really nice guy.
I still pay to watch his shows.
I like Tom. I think he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he really is.
He was in A Few Good Men. I thought he did great.
Wonderful.
That scene with
Nicholson. No, the scene with Nicholson is Hollywood gold. Good. Yeah,
the War of the Worlds. I thought that was damn good.
I have it on strong authority that I mean very strong authority that. He likes the penis.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that's true. This is documented stuff.
100%. They shoot at Spooley.
I had a friend that knew his masseuse, and he played up to his masseuse.
From someone who's absolutely who would know, who is close
to him.
I'll tell you, there's
nothing wrong with gay people, but he's not gay.
No, we're not making judgments.
Absolutely.
We're making judgments.
Stating a fact.
You just don't want to.
I don't want to hear Tom Cruise is gay.
What's so?
He and Vin Diesel.
I don't care.
And I heard that too.
Yeah, he and Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel?
Absolutely.
You're just breaking his heart.
Kicking the head, isn't
you
it?
Are just breaking his heart.
I'll tell you off the air. I'll tell you off the air who
and
it's
Ellen
from.
DeGeneres is straight.
Yeah. I knew she's
She's just playing it up for ratings.
That's right. That's just a facade.
But, okay, can I get back to my sports here? I don't know how you just took over like that again.
Well, I told you I want a pay increase and I want more
credit. All right, just kick back and have our ratings pop up. And
the Quattro Man.
I'll take care
of you. Armand
the Quattro.
He is a short little fucker, isn't he?
Okay.
One half the Ocho Man.
Don't bring my crotch into this.
Yeah.
One half the Ocho Man with two times the excitement.
We, I guess what? We got a couple.
I prefer to be the two-cubed man.
Okay, two-cubed man. Yeah, okay, whatever. We got what? A month and a half before the draft? NFL?
Is it that long? I thought it was first.
I think we're probably down to a month now.
A month,
yeah.
Huh? I tell you what, guys. You know who needs players now? San Francisco.
Desperately.
Because when Jim Harbaugh left
God bless Jim Harbaugh.
Who's the new
Harbaugh?
Coach?
Well, I
in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, well,
I'm just wondering.
Who cares? And Jim Harbaugh is at Michigan.
We talk about John Cruise being gay, and he, you know, he blows a gasket, and he's
Listen, it's not the main. Listen up. You're a big right wing conservative guy.
No, I'm not. I'm very liberal.
Oh, you're not.
I'm socially liberal.
He loves Glenn Beck. He told me.
You're not a
huge fan of Glenn Beck.
Party.
Sure, I am.
Get out of here.
I don't care who screws who. I told you, I want drugs legalized. You know, that's a
leap. He goes to all of Sean
Hannity. Stay out of wars. Stay the hell out of Middle East.
He goes to all of Sean Hannity's conventions.
Yeah, what's up with that? Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Well, who do you, who, what political philosophers do you
I'm a total libertarian, man. I really think
right.
that. I don't, I, so you, I but, believe,
well, that
I
has
believe.
A lot of,
in the green, I think that
that's not libertarian.
Yeah, that's very libertarian.
Telling people they can't use energy
has a lot of,
and putting regulation
a lot
on
of
their energy. That's libertarian.
A lot of conservative values are, you know, if you identify yourself, you know, you're
if
more.
If he has a value, it's not valuable.
No, I'm just I'm just saying, if you're a
libertarian,
it is, you know. I mean, it has a lot of, you know, conservative values that go along with
it.
Economically. It
does.
You know.
Oh, you're talking about just libertarianism in general.
Just libertarian. Yes. If you identify
as
libertarian.
Yeah, but it's fiscal conservatism,
sure,
which you would agree with.
Don't you think we should balance the budget? But that's what I'm saying.
I'm all for that. But then when all those Republicans get in there and then they agree with Netanyahu and they say, okay, it's time to bomb Iran.
Nobody's
the Republicans want to bomb Iran.
No, we don't.
The Democrats want to bomb Russia or start a shit with Russia. I'm telling you right now, both these parties are nuts, and the Libertarian Party does not want to fight anybody. Take care of United States.
That's what I'm saying.
Just stay at home.
God bless America and God bless Jim Harbaugh. Because at the University of Michigan, there was going to be a screening of American Sniper.
Oh, right, I heard about that.
That was the same as Mizzou, right? The Missouri University had.
Did they show it too?
Muslims that were
they stood up and protested.
Go ahead.
So the University of Michigan,
I can imagine,
and their student affairs, whatever department, took it upon themselves to get the screening of the movie canceled,
of course,
because it is offensive and anti-Muslim.
Right.
According to them.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh got wind of this and said on Twitter, I don't care what you think. I'm showing this movie to my football team, and I'm not apologizing, and I'm paraphrasing
good
here.
For that.
But you can see what
good
Jim Harbaugh said on Twitter. The university then, after their head football coach, who hasn't even played a game yet, did this, reversed course, complete 180, and said, Nope. The show is back on. Well, and now this is Michigan, mind you.
Right.
One of the last bastions, along with the University of Missouri and Stanford, of proper journalism education in the United States of America.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that.
No, but, well, you should, because there's only a handful of places that are teaching it.
Well, nobody's learning it.
Well, anyway, who the hell cares anyway?
It just goes to show you, there is order in the universe, that football is all-powerful.
Well, you know what?
Can overcome.
I just don't understand this whole sentiment that's anti-American sniper. I was going to show you, Ocho Man, the other day, a meme on Facebook that showed
meme.
It was like a, you know, like the photographs that have the
yes,
like
I know
the
what
text
it is.
Overlay.
I'm just marveling at your usage of the word.
Sure. Okay. So,
and assuming that he would understand it.
Yeah, you got
a
pop-up
picture,
book.
A pretty picture.
It's what you call
with
a meme.
Writing.
All right. I thought it was a meme.
A meme.
All right, go ahead. Fire away.
And half of it was Ed Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who
leaked
all this. And the other half was the sniper. What was his name? The guy in the movie.
Chris Kyle.
And it said, one of these guys is an American hero, and the other one is the American sniper. It's just like, you know.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Well,
I think Snowden did. I think he's pretty. I like what he did, too.
I'm not saying what Snowden did
is
not cool.
Speaking of that, did the demanding guy get his sex change? I think he did.
Who's that?
Who?
Bradley Manning, the guy that blew the whistle on Wiki.
I didn't know he wanted a sex change.
He's got a new name. It's not Bradley anymore.
I know Bruce Jenner.
He's been hanging out with Cruz.
Was wanting one,
Bajan.
One of those.
Bajan Manning.
All right. Fuck that. I don't want to talk
meme
about it.
Meme Manning.
But here's what I got to say about that.
Yes.
Well, you
back
said
to
Michigan University.
What is your entirely libertarian view on this?
I'm saying to you right now that the guy drew 65,000 people to watch
it was just for the team.
A blue-white game.
Oh, yeah.
A practice game at the field.
Right.
I mean, this happened last week.
Yeah.
You're telling me that this guy's not going to get respect from the university? If he draws $65,000 for this
plus he's getting how many million
game?
A year? What does he make?
Well, he's probably the highest.
Yeah, I think he's highest paid.
They're
going
to make this guy
happy.
That's
my point.
They're going to make this guy happy.
But I'm just talking about any big-time school football rules. That could probably be in Ohio State, Oklahoma, Miami. You know.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
agree.
What rules the roost.
But despite the fact that football may rule, didn't the University of Michigan get this one right by reversing the decision
I'm glad they did.
We need to show this movie.
I don't like that they wanted to ban it in the first place.
That's what I'm saying.
And they were bullied into it. Yeah, you're saying they were forced into making the right decision. That does not make it the right
decision. I'm saying one aspect of the university may have made the wrong decision, but you know how a university is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not an
all. If we jabbed Ocho Man with a cattle prod every time he ate a hot dog, I don't think that's proper.
No, that would hurt too. By
that actually sounds like fun.
Yeah, let's do that.
Fucking first one of you pricks coming in.
So one department
fans are for that.
One department at the university was
going
for it. Then everybody else came in and said, you know what? No. This is what we're doing.
All right. It's over.
But they're
now.
Forced
them.
That's
pocket.
Yeah.
Speaking of towns that are getting in a little bit of a criticism and controversy here, we got a town called Fucking.
What the fucking are you talking about?
No, there's a town called Fucking.
Oh, come on.
No.
Spell it.
In the United States?
Fucking.
My
frick
Lord.
You.
That is how it's spelled.
And the town.
Yes, that's proper spelling.
And this village wants to change the name to Fucking or
good idea.
Fugging because
Fucking.
Everyone comes into town, they steal the fucking sign. They've been
where is this town?
Yeah, what state is it? What
residents of pictured postcard Austrian village named Fucking.
Oh, it's an Austrian village.
Yeah, so therefore it's not in the United States.
Right.
I'm thinking, you know, my guess was it was in Pennsylvania, just for the record.
Well,
Amish country.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fucking. They pulled that fucking thing off the air and I was really into it.
What?
The Amish Mafia. I was watching. Oh fuck you! It doesn't fit your criteria of movies and shows, does it?
Hey.
But
I'm
telling you,
where did that come from?
I like that.
Run the tape. Did I say anything?
Yeah.
You always make fun of my shows there and say that
I make fun
what
of
is
you.
The in German? Does the I'm assuming they speak
the
German here.
I know.
Well, it's in Austria, so I'm assuming the language is German.
Well, Obama thinks they speak Austrian in Austria,
Austrian and Hungarian.
What they don't.
Well, they,
so what does it mean in German?
They speak Brazilian in Brazil.
I don't know. It's fucking. It's got to be
English
fucking.
In English.
I don't even know if this is a real story.
They speak Portuguese in Brazil.
If they, can you even look up a town named fucking?
It makes sense. If it's in Austria, I'm sure. Well, it's probably not pronounced
that. How did they come up with a town named
might have
fucking.
An umlaut over it. Would that make it any different? Would it be fucking?
It exists.
Well, there was.
If there's an umlaut
there
over
was,
you.
Do you real. Remember the aircraft in
hold
World
on,
War II?
Hold on. It is for real?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's for real, of course.
There was a Fokker 109. Austria.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It was a 109. Was it a 109?
I don't know, but it was.
No, it was a Fokker D7. Fokker. That's what the Red Baron flew.
There you go.
It was a triplane. The Fokker.
Yeah. Shoot okay. that Fokker down.
So it is a real
there was
town.
A controversy yeah, also about whether that
east
British
of the
guy
German
shot
border.
Him down.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't they think don't, he did.
They think somebody shot him from the ground.
Are you guys for real?
We're having our own show. We got to move on.
We got a World War One. We're talking about World War One. I think the
I
audience wants
shit.
To know
I'm
who shot down
about
Red
this
Baron.
Town. I'm talking about this town. We don't fucking care about that.
It's real. We know that. Right, Manfred von Richthofen was shot down by a guy on the ground.
All right. We'll get rid of that, too, then. Fuck that. All right. You didn't know that there's a guy named Mr. Fuck, did you?
Mr. Fuck? F-U-C-K? Is he from? Is he Austrian?
It's like Bachelor Party. This is like Nick the Dick.
I want to hear that story about the lady that dialed 911. Tell the audience why she did that.
I don't have that one. He's got that
one.
That's
the story of the day. I love that story.
Let's, Armand, hold on. Mr. Fuck. This is got... Right, I feel like this one's got
this guy's
legs.
A real person, not a dog or something. It's
a
person.
I'm trying to fucking get stories here. I don't want to hear that story.
Yeah, but that's filth. That's smut.
No, this guy's named Mr. Fuck. A student at a medicine... Hat College
with
in
the
Alberta.
Level of the chimpanzees.
Rephrase that. He's not a student at a medicine hat college.
That's what it says.
H-A-P. No. You're reading this wrong. You're reading this wrong.
Well, that's what it's spelled. H A T.
Yeah.
There's got to be some
there is no medicine hat college. It is medicine hat.
Oh yeah, medicine hat is a city.
Is a city. And that's and then that's the
it
college.
Says Mr. Fuck, a student at Medicine Hat College.
Your accent
deficient. That made it sound like there's a college of hats.
Yeah, ampicillin and now, sombreros.
That's called a solecism.
Okay, then why would it have a student
hat college? You know, when I was taking pharmacology, I took a medicine hat course.
Unfucking believable.
You know, we took a derby and a pestle.
Take the derby
and, put a little,
and shove
up
the
a
derby
bit
up
of,
your fucking ass. How's that, Mr.
Medicine Hat College? Viagra and visors.
Medicine Hat College.
That's what it says, douchebag. It says Medicine Hat College.
Prescribed no, you did it again.
I prescribed a
it's
therapeutic
medicine
hat the other
hat
day.
College.
For a migraine. It's
all
right. It's a panacea. Claim Medicine Hat College.
So where is Mr. Fuck?
It's always someone. It's always someone. Claims he is keen to embrace his real surname, which is a German heritage.
Okay, mm-hmm. There you go again. Okay.
The 6'5" sportsman told a local
is that
newspaper.
Pertinent?
Yeah, it is, because if he's 6'5" he can and big, he can probably
okay.
call himself
call
whatever
right,
he wants.
Okay, I get it.
It doesn't mean what people think it means.
Yes, it
does. In German, it means fox.
Oh.
When they asked my opinion, okay. I said, I want to have my last name. I'm not ashamed of it. I would rather always use my last name. Back in Brazil, that's what I use. What the
Brazil?
Fuck?
Brazil?
I thought he's
from Germany.
I thought he's German. Now he's in Mexico.
There's lots of Germans in Brazil. We don't need to cover
Olympics.
This, do we? We don't need to cover why there's lots of Germans in Brazil.
We know where the word fuck comes from, apparently.
A fox.
Isn't it supposed to be
fox,
the
douchebag. They just
file under carnal knowledge?
Oh, yeah.
Have you read? I don't know, but I've read some.
Do you know what SHIT stands for?
Shit. Is that an acronym,
it's
too?
It's an acronym.
I didn't know that.
Ship High in Transit.
I've never heard that. Why did you read that?
Fuck. Yeah. Who cares? Yeah. Keep your PBS bullshit. Dude.
When they would,
just
when,
adamantly against anyone learning something from this show.
When
they talk about Mr. Fuck over here.
When they would ship fertilizer.
Fuck.
Okay.
When we have an intelligent audience. They want to hear this.
When they would ship fertilizer on boats, you can't put the fertilizer way down in the hold because the gases that come out will cause a problem. Mm-hmm. So on the box, they would put S period H period
IT.
IT. Right, okay. Ship high in transit,
great.
Meaning put it on deck so it gets ventilated.
Got it.
All right, let's move on.
Interesting. I'll look that up.
All right, I'm done with the
other
the
news,
fuck story here. Let's go.
A horny woman in Florida decides to...
Mrs. Fuck?
Yeah, exactly. She's from fucking Austria.
This is called Fox.
She lives in Florida, though.
A fucking emigre.
She calls 911 with some horseshit story about her car.
We know what that stands for.
Yeah, exactly. Horse fertilizer story.
Store high.
And
in transit.
The officer shows up, responding to the 911 call, and she then attempts to have sex with him.
Oh, that was the emergency.
Yeah, the woman is arrested for
filing
a false police report.
Too.
Hey, remember when I worked at Panteras and I got laid on the... No, you weren't with me. A friend of mine,
Which one?
Well, she said send a pizza guy because I'm horny.
What's his name?
I was the manager, and I took my friend with me. There were two of them watching porn.
I saw him. The one that we did.
What was the movie about that? In there the was 80s a movie? Or the 90s about the guy who... It was a huge 1980s. The guy was a delivery guy. And like I can't remember now, but the women who ordered the pizzas would order some specialty codename pizza,
right,
and the guy would show up and bang them.
I remember an
extra topping,
I imagine Armand.
He was a gigolo.
Was that hot by chance?
He did.
Yeah, that was a male gigolo, and he was a teenager.
I imagine like a young Armand, like showing up with the pizza, like you ordered the ham and pineapple.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I brought the extra sausage.
He was the sleaziest fuck you ever.
You ordered the land anchovy?
Yeah.
Hey,
the land anchovy.
The terrestrial anchovy.
No bullshit.
So all right, so this lady called 911, though, and she just wanted sex.
Yeah
that's it. She just wanted sex.
Well, they don't like that stuff. You get arrested for that. What do they do to her?
She was arrested for...
Well, that's proper.
Before or after that
sex.
The misuse of the emergency management system and filing a false police report.
That's a flagrant misuse.
Thank God that cop wasn't Armand, because Armand was that...
I would have banged her and then arrested her. Yeah,
then put her in handcuffs.
Not bad.
Oh,
a little cockeyed, but not bad.
Her whole face takes the whole picture.
She's 60 years old.
Well, that's perspective. What do you?
It all can't be filet mignon.
This looks like a Picasso painting.
All right. Well, what else you got over there, Chris? We got that.
Anything
bullshit
from Medicine Hat College?
All right.
So, what's the curriculum out there?
From Medicine Hat College.
Let's matriculate at Medicine Hat College.
Motherfucker, it said it right there. Let me get it again.
We know it says it.
Yeah, we know what it says. It's your pronunciation.
Luckily,
got
the college
ditches.
Luckily, the college wasn't in Moose Jaw.
Moose Jaw College.
Here, look at that. If you could even see it.
Yes, it says that. Correct. Yes.
The fuck am I supposed to say? That's what I said. That's what I said. I read it. Big deal.
In
other news. Go ahead. Move the script.
In less amusing news.
Chinese man has divorced his wife and has sued her now. Hmm. And he sued her because he claims his wife had an ugly child. So he's suing her for that.
You know, I could see that.
I think that's plausible.
For having an ugly baby.
I think this jury would probably rule in his favor, huh? Tony?
She ugly kid.
Let me get just a couple background things here for the jury. The sex of the child is determined by the male, correct?
Yeah, that's true, yes.
Okay. The looks of the child, though,
can go either way.
Many
factors,
right?
That's
can go
multiple.
Either way.
Yeah, that's 50-50.
I don't know.
It looks like an ugly fucking kid. I'll tell you that.
In China, though, you could probably get away with it.
I mean,
let me see the child.
The dad isn't exactly obvio, though.
She's not bad looking, though. Is that the wife?
Come on, let me see the.
Look at the wife.
Let me see the kid.
That's a good-looking Chinese woman.
Well, that kid's as beautiful as that chick you wanted to pipe.
You're not looking at the right 60. Kid.
That's not the right kid.
That's
all the way on the right.
Strange conversation right there.
Yeah.
And there's a billion and three of them, so their opinion holds sway.
Well, what do you think that one was going to be? A beauty star or something?
Allegedly, I guess.
Do you like Chinese women? I'm not crazy about the Asian.
I like Asians.
I'll tell you what.
You like Asians?
I think I know what you like, Ocho Man.
Oh, go ahead.
I think you like the French Vietnamese.
No, I don't. I don't like anything like that. Hey, I
think you liked a little Thai and some Japanese.
They're servile. He likes that, though. They're obsequious. He likes to be bathed.
Yeah, I do like that.
He likes to be
fawned upon. Legal age, okay? That's where we're going with it.
Of course. Yeah. This show...
We don't need your friend Roscoe.
No. We do not condone any underage sex.
God, that's gross.
No, that's not the problem, though. These girls were like 23, but they did look like they were 13.
Oh, bullshit. They're all 13, 12, 9 years old, and they're saying, I'm 23.
Me so horny.
I just watched that last night.
Hey, what else show you got? What else?
You got that?
What else do you got there?
Let's see here.
Yeah, something
profane. We are going to go into our new segment here.
A new segment?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a new segment. Like this segment because this took the place of our word of the day.
Because you were kicking everyone's ass.
What is this, the outdated music section?
No, this exactly, yes.
Where the hell did that come from?
This is the new Ocho Man Lonesome Loser segment.
Did he pick the the theme?
It sort of happened organically.
Is this a biographical theme, Ocho? Or
No. Oh, biographical. I'm looking at you, you prick. You're the fucking...
Oh, I'm the Lonesome Loser.
The score is by Ocho Man.
I thought of this from you.
Who sings that anyway? Lonesome Loser.
This is the Little River Band.
Little River Band.
Yep.
Hey, what do we got here on this
Okay, what is this segment?
Grand Isle, New York. This guy...
Grand Isle College.
Yeah, exactly.
Grand All right, Isle, can you turn the music off?
Grand Isle Hat College. So, this 44-year-old man was arrested for driving under the influence, was at the courthouse
yes.
for the driving under the influence charge, and he leaves the courthouse after being convicted of DWI and is stopped and arrested again for DWI right after.
Well, right outside the courthouse?
That's
right
after the lonesome loser
as he leaves the courthouse.
I'm glad he was rehabilitated.
That is your Ocho Man.
Another triumph for our justice system.
Exactly. That is your Ocho Man, the lonesome loser of the day for Friday,
April 10th. I think that's a great
Armand
segment.
Wants What's the word called? Of the day back. It's called the Lonesome Loser, I guess, right?
Oh,
is that what it's
yeah,
called?
That's
so
what
we're
going to
pick
Ocho
Man's
lonesome. Thing
we're
going to
pick
loser.
Someone that's done something exceptionally stupid.
Stupid every yeah. day.
I think the guy that played with the chips is kind of dumb myself.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb. That.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if the emailers out there, yeah. if they got the choice between
who was the
two.
Guy? Well, who was the guy? Was it Roy that got chewed up by the White Tigers?
Oh.
That's a stupid yeah, thing to do. You know, playing around with tigers. What do you think's going to happen?
What was the one we had the other day?
He was that gay guy, wasn't he?
Roy Horn.
Yes. I mean, they were
yes.
part
oh,
of
yes.
this.
Oh, absolutely. Siegfried and Roy. They were a couple of white pussies playing with the white tigers.
There you go.
But there's nothing mind. Wrong with that at all.
So what was the one we had to start this with the other day, how this segment got started?
Yeah, where did you come up with this?
I thought it was a nice little segment.
No,
I got
no, no. I'm asking what the
it's
story was.
It's not a bad
was,
story, but it, I don't know if it
I
deserves
really, honestly,
does it merit
I forgot.
A segment
I,
of its
I
own?
I don't remember what the story was.
I forgot that one, too. But you know what? I just got
Listeners
tired of
there,
you,
you
kicking everybody's ass.
Well, how about this date in history? You going to get rid of that, too?
I just don't have it today.
Why not?
Yeah, you sure don't.
It's
don't
Friday.
It's Friday.
Ain't got
Good
no
Friday.
Job.
He's a week behind.
I'm a week behind on it. All right, who
Hey,
cares?
If the listeners
he's
have any suggestions for segments,
throw them Holy Week over
Ocho
here.
Man at OchoMan.com.
Yeah.
Suggest some segments.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
You got
we like listener engagement here. We don't have anything more.
All right, give me the
Maybe,
sports.
Maybe how about Armand Reed's poetry segment?
That is yeah, one I was yeah, going to suggest, but I thought I'd get
I'll
laughed
pull
out.
My spanky out.
It's like
one.
When Kaufman tried to read The Great Gatsby in front of that audience.
Who?
Didn't go over well. Andy
ready.
Kaufman.
Wow. That's, yeah.
Get set.
That's not going to work.
It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day.
Bad of the bone. All right, my friends. Hey. On my last show, we went 5-0. We had three MLB games. We had an NHL game. And we had an NBA game. All winners. And, yeah, I think I deserve applause for that. How's your stock market been?
I'm just checking it right now.
All right. Check that out while I'm giving my plays for tonight. I got one NBA action tonight, Milwaukee versus the Knicks. I'll tell you what, I like the home team here. They're getting 9 points, 8.5 to 9 points. I'll take the New York Knicks
Are you
any
crazy?
Day. Yeah, I'm taking the Knicks.
Are you?
Can you just sit there? And,
no, I cannot let the listeners know because the Knicks have been losing games by 20, 30, and 40 points. There have been spreads where the Knicks have been plus 14.5, and they haven't even been close to being inside
like
the number.
I like this game.
Wow,
I
we like got a new segment
game.
Here.
Yeah.
Tony's Disputation yeah, Corner.
You go ahead. You go ahead and... You go ahead and take those Knicks.
Put that pizza back in his mouth over there.
No pizza anywhere near my mouth. Go ahead.
Shut that fire.
Go ahead, New York Slice Boy.
All right, then we got MLB action tonight. Pittsburgh versus Milwaukee. I'm taking the Pirates on this one. They've lost three in a row. They're hungry here. I like them at plus 110 on the road. That's my major league.
Tony,
big
you
action.
No argument, because
okay.
let me tell you,
you object
something.
Object to that one?
We don't want to hear about your fucking pick. Shut the fuck
Milwaukee's
up. This is my segment.
Milwaukee's awful.
Okay,
oh,
great.
Oh, God,
I'm
they're
glad
awful.
Glad it meets your fucking approval. Our NHL.
You're one for one.
Ocho Man's a little touchy today.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's because he's losing in fantasy baseball.
Got a lung infection. Give him a break.
No, I'm actually winning in fantasy baseball.
No, that's true. I am, too.
Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah, lighten up.
Good quote. Very apt.
I'm sure my fans are going to love this one here. Our NHL two-teamer, we got Pittsburgh at minus 165. They're playing against the Islanders. I like Pittsburgh here. And I like Columbus. Well, you're giving up a lot on the money line here. That's why I'm going with a money line parlay. Minus 165 on Pittsburgh and Columbus minus 340 against Buffalo. I like these two. So our plays of the day are the Knicks in the NBA plus 8.5 to 9 over Milwaukee at home and our Major League Baseball action, Pittsburgh visiting Milwaukee. And I like the away team here. At plus 110, I'm taking the Pirates. And that's what we got. What do you got on the stock market?
Who's winning the Masters?
You know what? It's too early. But you know what? I like Bubba. I want Bubba. And there's a part of me that wants to see Els.
I do, too. I really want to see Ernie. I'm with Ocho here.
I like to see Ernie Els. It's kind of like tradition to see a player from the 90s, early 90s and so forth, or mid-90s, I don't know. But
I just think it's great that a South African can win at Augusta.
I didn't even think about it like that.
Who's South African?
Ernie.
Oh, is he?
Okay. Isn't he?
Yeah.
He's South African. Well, Nick Price was Zimbabwean.
Yeah.
Well,
what?
Who gives a shit about all that, though? I mean, I like
Pretoria. Pretoria is the capital of South Africa.
No, there are three capitals.
Oh, there's three?
Yes.
No, I didn't know that. Johannesburg, Pretoria?
Pretoria, Johannesburg, and
I don't
Cape
care.
Town.
We don't care.
Pretoria and...
Durban?
No, it's... I'll have it for next show.
No,
okay,
yeah, next
you
show.
Have it for
have
next,
it
show.
Next show. All right, anything else, guys?
I think that's it.
That's it? All right. From the Ocho Man and the crew here, Armand, Tony, and Chris, we are out of here. We'll see you next week.
So long.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
The Ocho Man, behind the eight ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.